Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on November 13th, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're so proud of that. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages.com. That's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe, but I have one question.
Yes?
You mentioned this every show. Read about our adventures. Facebook.com. What adventures exactly are we talking about?
Well, you know, there are many adventures in cyberspace. I can't get into it right now.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure there's nothing out there that we don't want out there. So.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. No untoward pictures.
Oh, okay. Good.
Except for those pictures you sent me the other night, all that skin.
Oh, that's right. I did, didn't I?
Yes. So we are entering the holidays. It's coming. Tell us
whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Right.
Tell us
whether you like it or not.
Who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Kelly Stroman, Chris Derrico, and Tiffany Mesko. Kelly Stroman is a regular on the show, and she's the executive director of the Downtown Manhattan Beach Business Association. Every business in Downtown Manhattan Beach belongs to it, including the farmers market, and it's Kelly's responsibility to make Downtown Manhattan Beach an attractive place to shop, dine, play, and stay. She's lived in Manhattan Beach for 15 years, has two teenage boys attending MiraCosta High School. And Kelly has spent years volunteering within the public school system and raising money for the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation. And she describes her current position as a fruitful combination of everything she has ever worked in or volunteered for. She is passionate about keeping Downtown Manhattan Beach inviting to locals, Southern Californians, and travelers from afar. Chris Derrico is the proprietor of Bella Beach and Bella Beach Kids, located in Manhattan Beach, on Manhattan Beach Boulevard. She's a regular on this program as well. Bella Beach offers a terrific selection of fabulous designers, including Brighton, Lily Pulitzer, Goddess, PJ Salvage, Tea Bags, Fresh Laundry, and a lot more. Chris is an active member of the community. Her husband, Tony, is a city council member and has her finger on the pulse of the Downtown Manhattan Beach business scene. Tiffany Mesko is originally from Louisiana and has called Southern California home for 16 years. She was an elementary school teacher and retired from teaching when her son was born. Tiffany went on to open her own business in Downtown Manhattan Beach. Her boutique, Manhattan Denim, offers men and women today's hottest trends as well as classic pieces. She also enjoys travel and spends her spare time doing philanthropic work all over the globe. My Karma Kids, a grassroots nonprofit she founded, aims to teach children to give back globally. She is also a founding member of a local nonprofit group called Foster the Future, which raises funds for supplemental education for foster kids. Tiffany is a member of the Downtown Manhattan Beach Association and enjoys being a part of the decision-making for all the wonderful programs and events that take place in Downtown Manhattan Beach. Now, this morning, we're going to talk about the wildly popular Manhattan Beach Open House and Pier Lighting event taking place next Wednesday, November 19th. Kelly, Chris, Tiffany, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's good to be here, and it's so good to have you all. We don't have Kelly yet, but hopefully she'll join us very shortly. So let's start with you, Chris. This event is something that is so uniquely Manhattan in that there's so many beautiful homes that are open for this event. Tell us a little bit about this event.
This event really is a way for Downtown Manhattan Beach to kick off the holiday season. Downtown being the restaurants, the shops, the local businesses, and a way to say thank you to all of the locals that live in around the area, and hopefully they'll bring some new people to the area. And it's really a way of celebrating the holidays. The stores will be lit, decorated, the window decorating contest, which Tiffany can definitely speak to. Mm-hmm. We're just very excited. It's happening next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. All right. Tiffany, how many years has this event been going on?
It's actually, oh my goodness, this is the 20th year anniversary this year, actually.
Wow.
Yes.
I think it's, what is it, 20 years for the lighting ceremony?
Pier lighting. Yes.
Pier lighting. And then 25 years for the open house, or is it backwards?
I think it's the opposite.
Okay.
No. It's 25 years for the holiday open house, and it's the 20th year of lighting the pier on the lights in the pier.
Right, right. Mm. Okay. Yeah, so quite a while.
And many of these stores, we have a number of stores in the downtown core area, like Cotton Cargo, which has been there for 35 years. So you can imagine this is her 25th year of holiday open house, as well as Wright's, which is a longtime fixture in Manhattan Beach, and Third Gallery. And we really get to celebrate those local businesses that have been there for such a long time in our community and their history that's, embedded with the amenities. I shopped at Cotton Cargo when I was a little girl and worked there in high school. So we really do have an amazing selection of local boutiques that really make up the foundation and the heart of downtown Manhattan Beach.
That's one of my favorite stores, Cotton Cargo. And, you're right. I shopped it 20 years ago. Wow. Wow. That is a long time.
Right, when you put it into perspective that way.
Yeah.
Tiffany and I are the newcomers on the block.
Amazing. So Kelly, 20 years this has been going on. Wow, this is really Manhattan Beach history, isn't it, Kelly?
It is. I mean, it's pretty significant. It started 20 years ago with just a few store, business owners getting together and going, hey, kind of let's celebrate the holidays and invite our customers in. And it grew from there over the years to, three stores, four stores, and now pretty much every business in downtown, including offices, stay open and celebrate the evening. So it's kind of fun. It's been a really festive evolution over the years.
I'm trying to think of something that's similar, but I can't quite think of it. And
well, everybody does it. Everybody does some version of this.
Well, a first night or a first Thursday or something
like that. Well, the holidays, as Kelly said, it started out as an opportunity for the store owners, the business owners, to give back, to say thank you to their customers, for patronizing them all year long.
Right.
And, initially these things always start out as a little neighborhood thing, but then it gets bigger and bigger. And so not only are they saying thank you to their regular customers, but they're getting exposure to all these other customers coming in from all over Southern California. Because this thing has grown into a huge event. I mean, remember, last year the Travel Channel featured it, right?
That was the fireworks show, Jackie. So this is a little different. So this is the Holiday Open House in a pure lighting, where they actually flip the switch and the light and the Christmas tree lights up. The fireworks festival is December 14th this year, so that's a little different.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. That was my mistake.
That's
but
okay.
It's all the pier. It's all Manhattan Beach. It's all on the ocean.
Right.
It's all good, right? Right.
It's all lights. All lights. Yes.
Yeah. The Travel Channel isn't going to feature every single event in Manhattan Beach.
All right.
But
we'd like them to.
We would like them to. Tell us, give us a little idea, Kelly, of what's going on downtown now that can be featured. Give us an idea of some of the new entrants, the newer businesses in town. We were talking about, I think it was Cotton Cargo, that's been there for, you know, the whole 25 years. But what else is going on?
What's new? Okay, last weekend, Lulu's kind of reopened. So the original Lulu's on Manhattan Beach Boulevard closed a couple months ago. The owners retired, and the manager, Catherine, bought the business from them, and she reopened officially last weekend in Metlocks, right across from Trilogy. And it's now called Lulu's Nouvelle, and it's very similar to the old Lulu's, but with just a new twist and with kind of Catherine's, you know, signature. It's beautiful. It's very feminine. You feel very girly when you walk in there. Sorry, Joe, you might not, you know, enjoy it as much. But
okay.
it's absolutely beautiful.
I'm so excited about that.
Jackie,
about
you gotta
that.
Stop
Lulu's
by and see
it.
It's lovely.
Oh my goodness, that's so exciting to hear. I'm so glad to hear that. That's great.
Yes, and then I think since we've spoke last, Marine Layer has opened up. I don't think we discussed that last time I was on. Marine Layer is on. And that opened up actually in the old Lulu space. So that's on Manhattan Beach Boulevard. And that is a, you know, casual wear, very fine, nice cottons for men and women. They started off as a men's line years ago in the Bay Area and have expanded. And so they're known for the men's clothing, but also have women's clothing. And then also last weekend, and officially on Monday, a new restaurant opened up, Nick's Manhattan Beach, which is in Metlocks also. And that opened up, and I have to say, it is absolutely delicious. Mouth-watering. Chris was there also. I don't know if Tiffany, if you had a chance to go by yet, but the food is divine. So scrumptious. Kind of, you know, that continental gourmet American cuisine, you know, family friendly, but for all ages, and it is really delicious. They have a nice patio seating. The inside, they've redone the inside of that restaurant. That's the old Sashi space, if you remember that from years ago. And you know, they've done a lot of attention to detail and reorganizing it. And I have to say, the menu, the service is wonderful. The menu is fantastic, and it is worth going quickly.
Kelly Stroman had posted some pictures from there earlier this week on Facebook, so I've seen pictures of it. But they literally just opened, right, like last weekend?
Yes, kind of a soft opening over the weekend, and then on Monday, the official opening. And I think I posted the shrimp taquitos will knock your socks off, and the butter cake will make you see stars, and I really meant it. It is delicious.
Wow.
I know where I'm going for dinner next Wednesday night, because I'm going to be in Manhattan Beach for the open house and pier lighting. You know why, Joe?
Why?
Because I'm a judge.
No.
Yes.
I hear Chris laughing. I don't. I haven't even shared that.
Wow, maybe I should.
We'll be
the lunch before that.
I was wondering if I should mention it, but then I thought, ooh, bribery, come my way. I can do that. Yes, I'll be judging the window displays. I'll be one of the judges doing the judging the window displays this year, Joe.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, and Tiffany has a window, and Chris has a window, and yeah, we're all BFFs at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tiffany's window is always worth a stop regardless. She always surprises us and outdoes herself every year.
Well, speaking of, Joe, you mentioned it earlier. Tiffany sent me some pictures from her windows for previous years.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Those were amazing pictures.
Oh, he got the pictures.
I got the pictures with, you know, all that skin. It was amazing.
Well, this year will be, we actually decided our first few years in business, we pushed the envelope a little bit. We were a little bit sexy and risque. Mm-hmm. And the last 3 years, we were really family friendly. Like last year, we had a Nutcracker theme with three ballerinas dancing in the window and the full Nutcracker cast dressed in costume. But this year, we decided to combine the two. So it's a little bit sexy and a little bit family.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be interesting.
Mm.
Yes, very interesting.
So
and the
ballerina.
One thing that's different this year is that everyone that comes to see our window will have something to take away. So everyone will get a little gift to take away with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. This is going to be interesting. Wow. Do you hire a company, Tiffany, to come up with all these great ideas, or you do all this yourself?
No, usually my manager and I come up with it a couple of weeks before the event happens and scramble around, pull everything together and make it happen at the last minute.
Wow.
This year we came up with the idea about a month in advance. So we've had a little lead time this time, so it should be really good.
Right.
Yeah, we're excited.
Wow, this is good. This is wonderful. We what else goes on during the open house that we can highlight? I mean, I know that the businesses themselves are some of them are fixing up their windows and they're having, I suppose, light refreshments. What else is going on during that time?
Sure. We've got a lot of family-friendly entertainment and activities planned for everybody. So one of the highlights is Santa comes in with his sleigh. He will be found in the Bank of America parking lot off of Highland, like he was last year. And you can have your picture mm-hmm. taken with Santa. I can tell you, my office is right down from there. Kids and families start lining up about an hour in advance of the time that he's there waiting for him, all dressed up in their cute little Christmas outfits, you know, waiting patiently for Santa. So that's a really big deal. And in that parking lot also we have entertainment and we have the farmer's market booth and kettle corn popping to keep all those hungry little kids satisfied. Throughout the rest of downtown in Metlocks, we have the middle school strings orchestra. We also have the high school orchestra playing there throughout the evening. Down by the pier, the award Grammy-winning MiraCosta Orchestra and Choir will perform kind of at the beginning of the evening before they flip the switch. And that truly is remarkable. They're so talented. They've won awards in the state and in the nation, and it's just beautiful music for the year. So that's always very festive. And then at 7 o'clock, the mayor, Wayne Powell, will flip the switch, and you know, suddenly the pier will be illuminated, the Christmas tree on top of the roundhouse will be all lit up, and it becomes very, very festive. So in addition to that, there's reindeer can be found on Manhattan Avenue over by Tiffany's store, not in front of Tiffany's store, but over on that end of Manhattan Avenue, down toward Pages and Manhattan Denim. The reindeer are down there. Also, P.S. I Love You, a lovely organization that helps underprivileged children, takes unwrapped gifts. They're always set up right in front of the Manhattan Beach Creamery down just a tad south of the intersection of Manhattan Beach Boulevard and Manhattan Avenue. So, and then in addition to that, there's several other little musical duos or quartets. The Hyperion Outfall Serenaders have been playing for all 25 years. They are lovely, you know, elderly gentlemen and their wives that come and play music and sing. The John Dietz band will be set up at 10th in Manhattan. And several other stores have their own, you know, entertainment that kind of also kind of spills out into the streets. So it doesn't matter what block you're on or where you turn, you're always going to find entertainment for all ages. You're going to find food. You're going to find drink. You're going to find specials. It's really, you just can't spend enough time walking store to store. And, you know, it's really fun. And even last year, we got a little bit of drizzle, so the reindeer got a little bit of moisture. I was hoping for snow, but no, we had a little bit of moisture. And so rain or shine, we'll be doing it, and we have a lot of fun.
Well, that's important. Rain or shine, this coming Wednesday.
Yes.
But Kelly, as you describe this, and you talk about, you know, it's not just a Manhattan Beach thing. You're talking about, you know, this group from Hyperion Outfallers. I mean,
yes.
Obviously, something that they obviously look forward to every year. This is really a tradition for people.
It is.
That's
and
amazing.
It's funny because my phone starts ringing off the hook in about August. I usually send out kind of a save the date, remind people, and then they all start calling me going, oh, we're so excited. We can't wait to come back. You know, the Hyperion Outfall Serenaders is led by Bob White. And Bob White, Chris, you might know, he's been a resident of this community, I think, possibly all of his life, and they perform at a lot of different community events. They'll be at the Fireworks Festival. They're at many other things, but they wouldn't miss it. And they're set up always right in front of the Chase Bank, that little kind of landing pad right there at Manhattan Avenue, Manhattan Beach Boulevard. And they enjoy it just as much, if not more, than the people that are listening to them.
Right. That's wonderful.
Oh, yes, they are certainly a tradition in town. Actually, Bob's daughter, Anne, and I went to school together since grade school. But it wouldn't be a Manhattan Beach event without them participating.
Wow. These traditions, I mean, you know, along with all the other traditions of the downtown and, of course, the farmers market, things are really, really good this year. It's been a wonderful year. With the 2020 plan coming into play, we've been doing a lot of shows with the chamber, and things are really coming together this year. Don't you agree, Chris?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this is one of those years where it really does seem like all of the businesses together are creating just a welcome environment in downtown Manhattan Beach. We have new businesses, we have old businesses. We have wonderful traditions within our community, and really the combination of those is something to be celebrated. And the holiday open house, you know, it's the buzz does start to happen, like in the stores. You feel it on the streets. People are getting excited. They see, you know, the windows going up. They see the lights coming out. We just did our tree at Bella Beach with all of the new ornaments. And it really is a time for the town to sparkle. The residents get excited. You know, some girls get together and it's their girls' night out. They get to come downtown, go to their favorite shops, discover some new shops, have a little tasty treat in some of the stores, a little sip of something, and get their holiday shopping started, get their wish list going. Sometimes there's specials and stories.
Right.
It really is a great way for us to kick off the holiday season of the community.
I think every business needs to get ready for the holidays. This is the perfect time, about mid-November, and it's a great sort of rhythm to the life of being an entrepreneur, a business owner in downtown Manhattan, that you know this is what you need to get ready for, and you can get it all done so that now you're ready for the holidays. It's perfect.
Exactly. And now we should do a commercial while we're here.
Yes, yeah. It's that time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're spotlighting the Manhattan Beach Open House and Pier Lighting, a celebration of Manhattan Beach downtown. And, of course, you know the big guy in the red suit is going to be there on this coming Wednesday. If you'd like to call in, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. And also right now, we'd like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know, it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Oh, boy. I just found out I'm going on a cruise.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, my daughter booked the cruise. Now she just sent me the bill.
That's oh. Nice.
Nice. The holidays are beginning. Well, Kelly, when I think of what the Downtown Business Association does, I think often, as I said, of the farmer's market, and of course this holiday open house and pier lighting. What are some of the other things that the Downtown Manhattan Beach Business Association does throughout the year? For those people, those rare individuals who are unaware.
Oh my goodness. We're kind of a silent partner. Actually, the association itself, it is comprised of every business owner in downtown Manhattan Beach. So they're really the face of the organization, but you know, the general public probably doesn't realize that that association exists. So when people think of downtown, they do think of their, you know, favorite, you know, store owner like Chris, like Tiffany, like everybody else. So the association kind of brings everybody together, and we try to, you know, we create the brand of Manhattan Beach, we create the marketing, we create the events, we listen to the community and what they want. And in addition to, this is our biggest event of the year, you know, we also help organize, you know, things, little things like, you know, the sidewalk sale, not so little, but, you know, in January, April and August, we had the sidewalk sales. We just finished working with Halloween and doing all the pumpkin races and having a lot of fun with that. The downtown trick-or-treating was a huge success with little kiddos running, you know, all around downtown trick-or-treating in a safe environment. You know, we did Paint the Town Pink for breast cancer awareness back in October, and there's several other event things we do, but in addition to that, we also are constantly working with, you know, the city and the chamber, and on bigger, grander issues that perhaps, you know, affect mm-hmm. the consumer in a different way, and that is making sure we have, you know, the right merchants coming into downtown, the right mix of businesses, and what people really want and what they need when they're shopping and dining downtown.
Right, right. Wonderful. And yeah, it's a great organization that really helps you know, orient people towards what's available. Is there a website? How do people what's the face of the Downtown Business Association?
Well, you can always go to our website, downtownmanhattanbeach.com. You can go to the Manhattan Beach Farmers Market website and see that. But I always, honestly, I really encourage everyone to follow us on Facebook. That's probably the best way to really keep up to date with any events and what's happening, special offers, new store openings. And then beyond that, I encourage people to follow their favorite stores and businesses and restaurants, because each business, you know, each store, restaurant, salon will, they're very diligent about communicating with their customers via their newsletters, via social media, and that is the best way to always really keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening at your favorite business and then also with downtown, because, our Facebook account is very popular, and that's where, any of the new openings, the secrets, things that, pop up are posted there first.
Right.
Yeah, that's really a good idea, Kelly, because I'm sure everybody has their own websites and Facebook pages, but the Downtown Manhattan Beach Facebook page, everybody goes there.
Mm-hmm.
It's they'll post it on their site, but then they'll also post it to there. So it's a gathering of all these other things.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Wonderful. What's next on the agenda, Chris? What other exciting things are going on with Bella Beach Kids?
With Bella Beach Kids? Well, the good news is kids are always growing. We always have something for the little ones. No, this is really a fun time of year for us at the stores with, we have to sort of put ourselves back into what Christmas is and just the holidays for kids. It's an opportunity for them to be home making cookies and all the celebrations and the lights. They just get so excited. And so we really try to recreate some of that excitement of what it means to be a kid, to come in to the store, whether it's a little candy cane or just, they get in and they go around, they touch everything and they say, I want this, I want this, and Santa, I want this. And then they look it up and they give it to us and they say, call Santa, I really want this. And, the parents give us knowing looks and we all smile.
That's
and,
horrible.
We say, we talk to Santa every night. We will tell him. So in that sense, for us, it's really a magical time at the kids' store. And I think that, just in general, with downtown Manhattan Beach, shopping local and keeping it local as opposed to shopping on the internet really is something that people need to be thoughtful and mindful of this time of year. Get your holiday gift list together. Say, what can I get my husband, my boyfriend, my dad, go down to Manhattan dinner. Go to, shop local. And then, what can you get for your mom? Little gift, have your locker, maybe a massage, a trilogy spa, a beautiful book of pages, a gift certificate to a favorite restaurant in town. How can you put your holiday shopping list together and shop local, keep it local, keep the sales tax dollars in the city? That's what funds the majority of infrastructure in the city. But really, 60 cents of every dollar you spend local stays local, and that is just a way for us to continue to create this amazing town and community that we all live in.
Wow, that's a great set. Did you say 60%?
I've heard
60 cents of every dollar.
60 cents of every dollar.
I've heard 83 cents of every dollar. It's good though. Whatever it is, it's
60,
good.
60, 80, it's a great way, And it really is about being thoughtful and mindful. Put your list together. Who can I shop for this holiday season? And who can I? Downtown Manhattan Beach has something for everyone. We have pajamas at Bella Beach. Tiffany stuff, beautiful jewelry. You really can almost find everything on your list in downtown.
Right. Amazing. And it's 60 or 80%. The percentage is zero if you go. Well, not zero, but it's low if you go to one of the other.
It's zero.
Stores.
It's also
back to the corporate headquarters.
Yeah.
Right. And if you shop online, you're kind of,
right.
Gypping your local business, too. We also, the Saturday after Thanksgiving is Small Business Saturday, November 29th.
Right.
And, you have Thanksgiving, then you have Black Friday, you have Cyber Monday, but in between there is Small
right.
Business Saturday. And that's really important to get out and support and, get off the computer, get off the sofa, walk downtown and support your local business. It's a huge effort. Yeah, November 29th, all, you know, stores downtown, of course, will be open. A lot of them offer specials that day, and it's so important to really support these independent businesses.
Now, I want to ask you about that, because we're seeing now this year, and certainly last year, but it started last year or the year before, and now this year it's huge, that all of the transaction companies, like American Express and so forth, are starting to advertise Small Business Saturday. And do you think that that's having an effect? I mean, they're going for a national audience, and really it's almost like they're kissing babies, you know, politicians kissing babies, because they really could care less where you actually swipe the card, whether it's online or offline. They get paid about the same. Can you talk about that a little bit, Kelly? Do you think this advertising campaign is working?
I do. And I think, you know, as far as I know, American Express actually started the Shop Small program, and they have a whole website for it. They have a lot of marketing material that they offer. Their website, actually, it's americanexpress.com/smallbusiness, you know, Shop Small. And if you go to that, you can see there's maps all across the country that people can plug in, you know, their business, and you can see who is a small business and what they're doing on that day. They, in turn, if you communicate with them and apply with them, they have sent us, if you can see my office, I have stacks of boxes in my office from American Express for the Shop Small and for the Small Business Saturday. They provide free of charge, stickers, window decals, shopping bags, you know, doormats. And so the day after Thanksgiving, you know, we'll be out there, our little elves will be out there, blanketing downtown with all sorts of Shop Small marketing, you know, and material that is going to remind people, hopefully, to come back the next day and shop downtown. They're actually very supportive of it, and I think there's other programs that have hopped on board since then and do different things. But I actually give kudos to American Express. This is kind of their answer and their way of helping out the small business and saying their thank you. And all the marketing materials, you know, of course, yes, it has American Express on it, but it's also helping all the small businesses, and because small businesses can't afford to do all these marketing initiatives on their own. You know, we operate on kind of small budgets. So when we have help from a larger group like this, it certainly helps.
Well, I you saved me, Kelly, because, of course, I don't mean to indicate that American Express isn't doing all that they can do. As a matter of fact, I would say that they are doing more than any other single entity to push this. I mean, there's that that long-running, I think it's over a year now, program on ABC News called, Shop USA or Shop America or something like that. But they've really done some amazing things in terms of flags made in China, you know, American flags made in China, and they're, of course, amazingly good flag-making companies here in the USA. Oh, Made in America. The ABC News special, Made in America. It's americanexpress.com/shopsmall, like you said, and they are doing a great, and they're spending a lot of money to encourage people to shop locally.
Right.
And just to tag on to that, as a small business owner that does carry American Express, you know, we sign up via their web portal, and they send us, like Kelly's saying, we get the doormats and we get tote bags to hand out. But, you know, obviously they're advertising American Express. But the thing is, this is a national campaign that really has kicked off and that is embraced around our country in local communities for Shop Small. Small Business Saturday, that Saturday after Thanksgiving, is just a great way to get out and walk off that extra pie helping that somebody had on Turkey Day, and get out and get into your local community. And it really does get people excited about shopping local. They really do make an effort to come out. You know, you see a little bit on Friday, but really that Saturday to come out. And the message is getting out there. And we're very thankful that we have this big, giant corporation that's pushing it. I mean, there's nobody that can do it better than they're doing.
No one can do it better. I'm going to go ahead and take my script from American Express. Be part of an American Story. Shop small in your neighborhood on November 29th. The story of America is written in every small business. It's written in the cafes where you meet your first love and in the boutiques where we buy our babies' clothes. On November 29th, be there for the businesses that are there for you to help write the next chapter. There you go.
So well
here
said.
Here I thought that Heidi Butzing invented Shop Local.
Yeah. Well, they're certainly jumping on the bandwagon. I mean, it's great to see. It's fabulous to see. It's necessary. But let's we don't want to talk about that general, that general movement that Walmart's opening what, 3 stores every second?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Walmart's doing fabulously well, and they roll on doing what they do, and more power to them. We are so
excited. That's a whole other conversation.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, we have our downtown right here in all of the beach cities, but we're celebrating the downtown of Manhattan today, and we're excited to have Kelly Stroman in the house and Chris Derrico and Tiffany Mesko. The three of you together have really, really represent all the good that is to be had when you're talking with small business owners. We love this. Tiffany, can you tell me a little bit? Yes.
Oh, no, go ahead, finish up, and then we'll go to another commercial.
Right. Well, I just was going to ask Tiffany, originally from Louisiana, do they do this down there?
That's an interesting question. I know that there are definitely celebrations throughout the summer. There are lots of festivals in Louisiana during the summer months and the warmer months. But I have to tell you, I don't recall ever going to a holiday type festival type thing in any of the downtowns in Louisiana. So I'm not positive, but I don't think so.
Okay. Well, hey, there's something unique there.
Yes, absolutely.
Now Jackie, let's take a station break.
Yes, let's. The South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rockin' Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Wowie pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rockin' Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rockin' Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the details, visit the website at rockandbrews.com. That's all spelled out, rockandbrews.com, or call 310-378-4970. Okay. I'm going to go through this quickly. Do you remember what you were doing on November 9th, 1989, when you heard that the Berlin Wall was coming down? If not, ADN Guardhouse, the new art experience at El Segundo Museum of Art, should jar some memories. The public is invited to explore ADN Guardhouse to mark the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's going to be open on Esmoa's sidewalk on Main Street on Friday, November 14th. The sidewalk installation employs the last standing guardhouse from the East German side of one of the most notorious barriers in history. You can join them at Esmoa at 7:30 p.m. for a presentation about the art experience, followed by a screening of Super 8 home movies from the collection. As always, admission is free. For additional information, visit the website at www.esmoa.org. The El Segundo Museum of Art is located at 208 Main Street in El Segundo. Ocean of Hope presents the 5th annual Power of the Ocean event, H2 Mexico movie premiere, to benefit the Sarcoma Alliance on Friday, November 14th at the Hermosa Beach Playhouse. Everyone is invited to be a part of this incredible night. Watch the film, talk with the paddlers, enjoy food and drink from local brewery King Harbor Brewing Company, browse the ocean-themed photography of artists in the theater gallery and listen to the island stylings of local musical artist Kapali Long. The event runs from 6 to 10 p.m. with the movie starting at 7:30. Raffle tickets will be sold for a chance to win prizes, including supboards, paddles, surf, and paddle lessons. Advance purchase tickets are $15 and at the door $20. For additional information, you can visit the Facebook page at Ocean of Hope. Oh, boy, look at this. South Bay Galleria will host a Breakfast with Santa on Saturday, November 15th from 9 to 11 a.m. in the food court. This free event will feature balloon artists, music, and fun for the whole family to kick off the season of joy and giving. The first 300 children ages 2 to 10 to RSVP will enjoy delicious, healthy breakfast options from McDonald's. If you plan to attend, you have to RSVP by now, basically. For additional information, call 310-371-7546 or visit the website at www.southbaygalleria.com. TEDx Manhattan Beach presents Game Changers on Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Manhattan Beach Middle School. Meet a few of the most cutting-edge game changers who are changing attitudes, lives, workplaces, industries, and maybe even the world. Keep the conversation going after the event and attend dinner with the speakers and their guests. Dinner will begin at 5 p.m. at Cantina Real, located at 926 North Sepulveda Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. Tickets are $40 and will include a three-course dinner, margaritas, beer, and wine. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at tedxmanhattanbeach.com. The Automobile Driving Museum presents the second annual Magic in Motion Benefit Gala on Saturday, November 15th, in the Packard Ballroom. The event takes place from 6 to 10 p.m. and benefits educational, outreach, and community programs. The cocktail reception begins at 6 p.m., followed by dinner at 7, and entertaining and dancing from 8:30 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $250 per person and may be purchased online. Okay, this is a really long URL. You have to go to my website to get it. The airport driving, Automobile Driving Museum is located at 610 Airport Street in El Segundo. Get out the fire extinguishers because the hottest fundraising event in the South Bay is back. The Hermosa Beach Firefighters Association will host the 5th annual Charity Poker Casino Night on Saturday, November 15th. The fundraiser takes place at Tennessee's Tavern with carts flying at 5:30. The evening features a silent auction along with hors d'oeuvres, music, and a Nova Post bar. Prizes will be raffled off along with additional prizes for the top 10 finalists in the poker tournament. A casino night ticket, which is a non-poker player, is $45 per person or two for $85. A seat at the poker table costs $95 with buy-in options, and it's all tax deductible. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at hbfirefighters.org. And that's going to take place at Hennessy's Tavern, located at 8 Pier Avenue in Hermosa Beach. Eviva celebrates the opening of its new location at Plaza El Segundo with an outdoor yoga party on Saturday, November 15th. The new store will, is going to be located next to Lululemon Athletica, and it offers athletic wear for girls 4 to 14. The event runs from 6:30 to 8 p.m. There will also be desserts to help fuel party guests for an activity-filled evening. Guests should plan. Guests planning to attend should RSVP to Eviva PES Grand Opening Party. Go to my website for the URL, okay? And that's going to be located at Plaza El Segundo. Let's see what else. We've been talking about this for the last hour. The Downtown Manhattan Beach Business Association presents the 25th Annual Holiday Open House and 20th Annual Pier Lighting on Wednesday, November 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. The Holiday Open House is downtown's restaurants, retail stores, and businesses' way of saying thank you to their customers and community for their support and patronage throughout the year. Get in the spirit of the season and enjoy an evening of holiday music, shopping, and dining. Downtown merchants will be open until 9 p.m. and will present some distinctive gift ideas and intriguing offers this holiday season. The pier lighting ceremony will commence at 6 p.m. with live entertainment. The mayor will flip the switch at 7 and illuminate the pier with holiday lights. Carolers and strolling musicians will be found throughout the downtown area, and Santa and his helpers will be on hand for photo ops at the Bank of America parking lot from 6 to 9 p.m. In addition, there will be live entertainment at Metlocks Plaza from 6 to 8 p.m. For additional information, visit the website at www.downtownmanhattanbeach.com. Abigail Restaurant will host a tasting retrospective featuring the wines of Domaine Henri Gouget, I think it's pronounced, and sponsored by Uncorked. On Wednesday, November 19th, this very special evening includes four courses and a 20-year vintage tasting retrospective. It's an amazing opportunity to learn about, taste, and purchase great Burgundy wines for upcoming holiday events and very special members of your holiday gift buying list. Following the event, there will be a post-dinner bottle signing at Uncorked Tickets are $250 per person, and seating is limited. For additional information, ticket purchase, call Uncorked at 424-247-7117 or visit the website at uncorkedformosa.com. Trump National Golf Club hosts the first annual Storytime fundraising event on Wednesday, November 19th. Boy, Wednesday is going to be busy next week. Guests will enjoy an unforgettable evening featuring a silent and live auction, appetizers, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, and dancing the night away. Exclusive items will be offered at the live auction. Guests will savor the culinary excellence created by Trump National Chef and enjoy musical performances throughout the dinner hour, including a set by Storytime. Tickets for the event are $165 per person to register. Again, a really long URL. Go to my website. And again, these are just a few of the events taking place this weekend and the days to come, so be sure to check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. And one program, though, tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, if you don't plan on cooking this Thanksgiving, we're going to be discussing special promotions offered by some of the local restaurants and off-the-beaten-path ideas for celebrating the holiday in the South Bay. Joe.
Ooh, food.
Yeah. Food. We love food.
Food.
Yes. So anyway, I'm going to be downtown next Wednesday night, and, you know, as I said, I have to go down there and do other stuff, but I got to get there early because I actually have to shop.
You have to shop.
I need to shop, yeah, and I want to have fun. So okay. I'm going to go down, and I'm gonna go through the stores. I can look at the windows and everything, and get some shopping done. And somebody mentioned that there was going to be gift wrapping. I can drop it off, right, to get gift wrapped, right? Yeah, I'm going to get a lot done next week.
Don't forget your camera,
Jackie.
Say again, Kelly?
I said don't forget your camera. Make sure you bring your camera, charge up that cell phone, because the picture ops are so fun in downtown between all the decorations, you know, the pier that's lit, the season's greetings, all the snowflake lights, you know, hanging from the light poles. And don't forget the living Christmas trees that, you know, line the pier and also are in Metlocks. They all make for amazing photo opportunities for, you know, families, kids, anybody.
The ladies know, Joe, that I'm an Instagramming fool.
Yes.
Yes. So.
Hi, I don't follow you on Instagram. I need to find you. What are you under on Instagram?
South Bay Jackie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do follow you on Facebook.
I had the best photo bomb with Jackie last weekend
You did. That was great. That was classic, Chris. She came flying up behind me. I was at the chili cook-off at the Manhattan Beach Firehouse last weekend, and I was Chief Espinoza gave me a little gold shield, you know, and I was videotaping it, saying how official I am now. And Chris came flying up behind me and did a great photo bomb. It's on my Facebook page.
Yes.
It couldn't have been timed more perfect.
Yeah, it was.
On that note, we hope you all will be flying downtown to Manhattan Beach next Wednesday for the holiday open house and the lighting of the pier, and come out and pop into the shops and have some food downtown and drinks and enjoy a really lovely night.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's one thing we haven't talked about, Chris, timing. What? Give us a little sort of schedule of events.
I mean, the timing is 6 to 9 p.m. I would say come as early as you can. Get down there at 6 o'clock. That's when the festivities start. I mean, people do start to come even earlier than that.
Right.
With the live music happening down at the pier, many people do go outside onto the street at 7 o'clock for the actual lighting when they flip the switch, when the mayor flips the switch, and the pier lights up. It's so pretty, and those are just endless photo opportunities to take pictures of our beautiful pier lit up throughout the holiday season. And do get down to the pier over the weekend during the daytime to see the beautiful living Christmas trees. But the whole night is festive. It's 6 to 9 p.m. It starts earlier, it goes later, but come downtown and kick off the holidays with us.
Right.
We should also probably mention that if you can walk or ride your bike, that's a great idea.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Traffic might be difficult.
traffic is difficult. Manhattan Avenue closes down for safety, you know, to let everybody walk through it. And the parking lots, you know, they can fill up a little early because everybody's coming down. So I really encourage people to come down, you know, like honestly around 4 or 5 p.m. Come down, you know, have a bite to eat, kind of gear up, get organized, and then you're ready to go.
Right.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get there really early, like 3. Yeah.
Perfect. Jackie, we have a great pair of jeans sitting here for you.
I can't wait.
And Manhattan denim.
I can't wait. This is going to be great. Joe,
what?
Are you planning on heading down there?
Yes, of course. I think I think Wednesday's perfect.
Yeah, Wednesday's a good night.
Yeah.
And mark your calendar. Spread the word.
We're so excited and thrilled to have all the wonderful, you know, experiences that we have now and with our great friends and, as Jackie says, her three new BFFs. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. We're excited. And we hope that everyone else hears our excitement and shares in that excitement. This is a great time to celebrate. It's been a good year.
Trust me, Joe. If Jackie says it's going to be fun, it's going to be fun. All right?
It's actually, I don't know if anyone mentioned, but it's probably the only night that we're allowed to serve alcohol in our businesses. And we actually go through great lengths. Kelly can speak on that. We go to great lengths to get permits to be able to serve just little, you know, 1 ounce sips of wine. And most of us get our wine from a local shop, Bacchus. So that's, you know, keeping it festive and local. But, yeah, it's definitely one of those nights that you want to come and check out Manhattan Beach if you haven't already.
Joe, you know.
What?
Our favorite thing to do, shop and drink wine.
There's nothing better.
There's nothing better. Drinking while you're shopping. Oh, my goodness.
It works out better for us, too.
Good. Yeah. Good. I'm sure you guys have fun, too, but.
We do. We have a great time.
Trust me, they have fun. Okay, let's get everybody's contact information and store addresses and all that good stuff. Yeah, let's get some plugs in for the businesses.
So we are Bella Beach and Bella Beach Kids, located at 225 and 227 Manhattan Beach Boulevard, right next to Starbucks and Finzi's. And we also have our website, shopbellabeach.com and bellabeachkids.com. So you can shop online with us. And you can shop in store with us.
And Manhattan Denim is at 920 Manhattan Avenue. We're a block off the beach. And we also have a Facebook, Manhattan Denim, where we mention all of our events. And our Instagram is Manhattan_denim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you can always find Kelly Stroman in her office, strapped to her desk.
or roaming. Or
not
roaming
always.
Roaming.
I'm out she enjoying, too. And on that note,
okay.
I've got to jump off the phone because I've got to go to our final planning meeting
yes.
for the Holiday Open House. So
okay.
we've got to get these
so
ladies off.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right. Thanks,
Kelly.
Okay.
Thank you,
right,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's give Downtown Manhattan Beach their what's their website? I have it here someplace. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Downtown Manhattan Beach, www.downtownmanhattanbeach.com. And they'll have all the information on that website for all the festivities on Wednesday. My goodness, it's going to be so much fun. I really can't wait.
It really is. It really is. And I think that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Wonderful, wonderful time this coming Wednesday. Come early, stay late, have fun. If you have children, you should know, I'm sure everyone in school is talking about it, that Santa's going to be here. And so Santa will be in town along with his security details. So there'll be lots and lots of problems with parking. And so you should probably come down on your own or somehow not in a car. If you can walk, that's awesome. If you can't, park elsewhere.
Yeah, those elves, they can be.
Yeah.
They can
yeah.
be tough. The elves.
Yeah, they're worse than Secret Service.
Yeah, right.
They really are. So thanks everybody for joining us today. We hope you have a wonderful day, and you'll join us tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360, and we'll be back shortly. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Thank you, Chris. She's still there. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much. All right. Did Chris go? She's gone.
I think Chris took off, yeah.
All right. Thank
we have a downtown business meeting this morning, so they're racing to get there.
They all have to go. Okay. Well, we'll let you go, Tiffany.
All right.
Okie doke. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.